Bav Metzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bav Metzia Babli, Daf Mem Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel, Abba Beis, and the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Now, when a person acquires an object, even if the money has been given, the acquisition only takes effect when the item is actually taken. When one is acquiring money, in order to know when the acquisition takes effect, you need to know which of the two is considered the money and which is considered the object, and that's what our Mishnah is talking about now. Hakesef koine es hazav. If one took silver coins, there's been an acquisition of gold coins. As soon as he takes the silver coins, he can't retract because the acquisition has already been taken place, because the silver coins are considered to be the object and the gold coins are considered to be the money. Vahazav ena koine es hakesef. However, if one took the gold coins, there's been no acquisition on the silver coins because only the money was taken but not the object. And the choishu es koine es hakesef. If one took copper coins, there's been acquisition on the silver coins. But hakesef ena koine es hakesef es, but if one would take silver coins, there's been no acquisition on the copper coins. Mois haroes koine es hayofes. If one took inferior coins, they would produce an acquisition on the superior coins. The hayofes enen koines es haroes. However, if one took the superior coins, there's been no acquisition on the inferior coins. Asimoin koines amadvea, if one took tokens, there's been an acquisition on the coins. Amadvea in the coins asimoin, however, if one took the coins, there's been no acquisition on the tokens. Amatalsalin koines amadvea, vamadvea in the coines matalsalin. If one took objects, there's been an acquisition on the coins, but the taking of the coins doesn't make an acquisition on the objects. Zea klal kolamatalsalin koines zea. So the rule is that all objects can acquire each other, and this is known as kinyan chalifin. And the Gemara teaches, Zeh klalo shel dover kol hayorod mechaveyoi koines chaveyoi. The general rule is of our Mishnah that the inferior acquires the superior, because the inferior acts as the object and the superior acts as the money. Amar Rabbi bar Ashi, man tanisa Reb Shimon Berbi. Who is the author of our Mishnah, says Rabbi bar Ashi? It's Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe. Amalei avoy chazuboch V'tani k'hador hazav koines hakesef. Rabbi Shimon's father, who was Rebbe, Rabbi Danossi, says, retract, just as I did, and teach the following text in the Mishnah, that it should be that if one took the gold coins, there's been an acquisition on the silver coins. Amalei, so Rabbi Shimon said back to his father, Rebbe, Lina chazor bi da'adhu cheilech aleich, astanise hakesef koines hazav. I don't wish to retract as you taught in the original way when you were younger. Milsa de Rebbe Amar Zav Kaperois, Masnisen Amar Kesev Kaperois. From the teaching of Rebbe when he was older, we learn that the gold is like produce. The Mishnah, however, teaches that silver is like produce. Baras de Rebchia Ruba, Rebchia Rabba's daughter, Uzvas Larav Dinoin. She lent Rav some golden dinars. Asas Shalt Lavur, Amala Shekili Mine, Dinoin, Tavin, Vetakilin. So she asked her father what to do, because one wouldn't be allowed to return gold dinars unless they were acting like money rather than an object, which is a commodity. And he told her, take from him gold dinars that are superior and pure, and there'll be no problem whatsoever. And the Gemara asked, Mibras Abchiyah Yalfin, can we learn this from Abchiyah's daughter? Maybe there were other details that would allow this. Amr of Idi, Oif Abba, Avoid Shmuel, Bar Koimi, Rabbi, Mao La Voice Dinoim, Bedinoim, Amalei Muta. So Idi says, I'm going to bring a different proof from Abba, Shmuel's father, who asked Rabbi when he was older, can one lend dinars and be repaid with dinars? And Rabbi permitted it. Amr of Yaakov Ba'acha, Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha says, Oif Rabbi Yochanan, Voish Lokish Trayon, Marin, Muta, La Voice Dinoim, Bedinoim. Even Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Ben Lokish agree that you can lend dinars for dinars. Keret ba keret, shori, lakan ba lakan, osa. One can lend a keret coin for a keret, but a lakan, which is a coin worth 32 prutos, for a lakan would be osa, because the price fluctuates greatly, which will cause problems of charging interest.